Oriona, Book 1, Legacy, Chapter 11, Part 2. Kai, Quarters, 6, 8 hours until arrival.
Kai stared at the smooth ceiling above his bunk, counting heartbeats against the steady thrum of the Oriona's engines. Sleep had come in fragments, leaving him raw and restless. Each time Kai closed his eyes, the explosion replayed behind his eyelids. Not the chaotic sensory overload of the moment, but a clean, cold analysis from his tactical display. The Beloros cruiser vaporized. A single shuttle, streaking away just ahead of the shockwave. His chest tightened as his mind fortified the emotions threatening to break free. That kind of feeling was meant for alleys or abandoned corridors, where its sharp edges fit the frontier's landscape. Here, surrounded by luxury that belonged in some IMZ liner rather than a gunner's berth, it felt like contamination. He would deal with it later, on the driftline, where he always dealt with everything. 24 hours ago, he'd been running card games in a grimy corner of level 9, counting down the minutes until his next mark walked in. Now the abundance around him felt like a trap, even as his body craved more. His stomach lurched, still adjusting to being properly full. The kitchen stores held actual food, real protein, fresh vegetables, nothing reconstituted or salvaged from expired rations. He'd eaten 2 full meals without anyone commenting. The contract details scrolled through his mind. Enough credits for a small ship of his own. Never mind that he couldn't pilot it. Oriona had even offered academy patronage, a chance to learn proper navigation, engineering, whatever path he chose. 8 years ago, that would have set his heart racing. Now the thought of sitting in a lecture hall after years on Edgepoint Station felt almost comical. Through the floor-to-ceiling viewport, FTL travel painted the darkness in streams of light. Every few seconds, threads of purple or blue sparked against the deflector shields, space dust igniting in tiny brilliant flashes. The sight caught him off guard, almost summoning the memory of the last time he'd watched stars streak past like this. He tried to shove it down, but after years trapped in Edgepoint's artificial environment, the raw beauty of faster-than-light travel cut through his defenses anyway, awakening something he thought long dead. It was a view he had spent years trying to remember, and on darker days, trying to forget. The credit chip Ioa had given him sat on the small table, catching starlight through the viewport. He looked away, fixing his gaze on the frame's edge as he pushed himself upright. He immediately felt the deeper bruises Ryan had warned him about. His pack still sat untouched in the corner where he'd dropped it. His entire life crammed into one bag. He hadn't opened it yet, telling himself it was fatigue that kept him from unpacking, not the fear that this wouldn't last. He forced his mind to a safer subject and a more immediate tactical problem. The crew. First impressions of his new crewmates drifted through his mind. Ryan, the doctor who'd patched someone up without demanding payment first. Unheard of on the frontier, Nix carried intensity behind his banter, reckless on the surface but with training and intelligence to back it up. Val walked a line between refined origins and survivalist grit, worn down by years of picking up the galaxy's slack. She'd spent almost as much time as he had on Edgepoint Station, and in that shared experience, he found familiar ground. And Kellen. What magnetism did he find in a sector guard commander from 2nd Meridian? Someone whose background screamed regulation, compliance, and structured morality. Maybe it was the way Kellen's eyes crinkled at the corners when he smiled. Authenticity. Not the manufactured ones Kai had perfected for Marks. Or how he moved with confidence over the ship's controls like he'd been born to fly. Kai had caught the pilot watching him across the bridge with a kind of attention that felt different, warmer, curious. It terrified him how much he wanted that to be true. But getting attached was dangerous. And getting attached to someone like Kellen, someone who still saw the best in people despite everything, that invited a different kind of trouble entirely. Overall, the crew had all worked together in an odd sort of balance, each covering what the others lacked. It felt like stumbling across a perfect hand he hadn't stacked himself. He wasn't used to that. The escape hatch's outline caught his attention, an almost invisible seam in the wall that spoke volumes about Oriona's insight. She demonstrated the complex locking mechanism, then let him program the biometrics himself. No override codes, no back doors, just clean, secure access that only he could control. A solution born from her research and observation of him, of his life. As much as he tried to hide and mask himself, Oriona understood what he needed, or at least what she thought he needed. His old jacket lay across the desk beneath the visual screen, worn leather mapping every scrape and near miss of the past 5 years. He'd bought it with his first tournament winnings, split with Bodhi from the level 7 gaming arcade. They'd cleaned up in the doubles bracket. The Rithari had insisted they spend their credits on something besides cheap station food. Dragging Kai to Liumar's shop, where the merchandise was obviously lifted, but quality was guaranteed. The jacket had been comically large then, sleeves swallowing his hands, shoulders making him look like a kid playing dress-up. Bodhi had taught him how to modify it, adding hidden compartments that could slip past security scans.
Every good gamer needs backup strategies, one for when the match goes sideways, one for when your teammates panic, and one for when the whole board decides it hates you personally.
He'd said, helping Kai wire in scrambler mesh that would fool standard scanners. The lessons had gone far beyond clothing modification. Bodhi had been his and Iowa's first tutor in survival on Edgepoint, guiding them both through their respective ascensions to higher levels. He hadn't seen the Rithari in 3 years, not since he had finally saved enough to buy passage off station. Small deposits would appear in Kai's account sometimes. Never much, just enough for a hot meal. The last message was 2 years ago. Sometimes Kai scrolled through their old correspondence, wondering if Bodhi had found happiness out there in the galaxy, or if he'd just become another dreamer who disappeared into the void. The weight in his chest grew heavier. Everyone left eventually. Everyone. The thought drove him to his feet. He reached for the jacket out of habit, fingers finding the hidden pocket, and pulled out the dealer's mark. The oldest thing he owned. He picked up Iowa's credit chip from the desk and pressed them both into his palm. Against the refinement of the Oriona's interior, both felt like artifacts from another civilization. One from a life he'd survived, one from the person who'd believed he could leave it. He slipped them into his pocket, grabbed his wash kit, and crossed the corridor. No one else stirred in the ship's quiet interior. The shared washroom held two sinks along one wall, faucets unmarred by lime deposits or rust. Beneath, a drawer revealed stacks of fresh towels, each neatly rolled. The air carried a slight peppermint tone instead of the musty dampness that had permeated the station's community facilities. Two shower rooms branched off the main space. He chose the left one, stepping inside the private cubicle. The privacy screen activated with a soft glow. Nothing like the temperamental barriers he'd known. Steam coiled around him as he shed his clothes and stepped under the water. Heat jolted through his frame before his muscles yielded, years of tension beginning to unravel beneath the steady pressure. But the relief was momentary. Here, in the steam and solitude, the thoughts he'd been avoiding crashed over him. The Beloros, ancient ships with outdated weapons, but this particular vessel had cutting-edge cyber warfare capabilities. Literal ghost ship killers. Remnants from old wars, retrofitted with technology designed to hunt and destroy autonomous vessels. No wonder Oriona had been so ruthless in its destruction. His thoughts snapped to the manifest he'd scanned on the bridge. He'd told everyone he was looking to confirm Jorik Sen was aboard, and in a way he was. But truly, he'd been searching for another name entirely. Iowa. The facts were a clean, brutal equation. Jorik Sen's cryptology assets were aboard the Beloros. Iowa, brilliant with code, had left to work for Sen. The timing, the vessel's proximity to Edgepoint, it all aligned. He knew it. The explosion carved itself into his mind again. The cruiser splitting into burning segments. But hope was a stubborn weed, the shuttle streaking away, banking hard as the energy wave approached. Too small for the whole crew, but just right for valuable assets. For her. His finger had rested on the trigger. The targeting solution was perfect, a clean shot. But the possibility of Iowa aboard that shuttle had forced him to hesitate, to subtly move his targeting array, to buy the shuttle time. He'd scattered Nix's chances to hit it.
Damn, lost my shot.
Taking out one of the fighters instead. The uncertainty gnawed at him. Had it been enough? Or had he only bought her a few more seconds of life? The water temperature climbed, matching the heat building in his chest. A different emotion began to burn through the cold fear. How could you, Iowa? She'd always chosen the optimal path, had taught him to do the same. She would have seen the Belorus' destruction coming. She would have positioned herself for survival. He clung to that thought like a life raft in a storm. But the anger cut deeper than her survival instincts. It was about her choice. Why Sen? Of all the players in the galaxy, she'd chosen a monster. Had their 8 years of shared survival meant so little? Had she traded it all for a seat at a killer's table? She had left him. The thought was a swallowed shard of glass in his gut. Their pact, forged in the frozen dark of a cargo hold, had always been to stay on the drift line together. Two against the universe. That was the deal. And the credit chip, his jaw clenched until his teeth ached. That wasn't a parting gift, it was a severance package.
Enough for passage off station.
The words echoed in his mind, each one a small cruelty. After everything they'd survived, splitting stolen rations, watching each other's backs in knife point negotiations, sharing body heat, she'd thought she could buy him off, end their partnership with a transaction. Water ran down his face, creating warm streams of salt against his skin. His throat tightened, pressure building in his chest until each breath became conscious effort. The possibility that he'd played a part in her death, even indirectly, hollowed him out, leaving nothing but a shell of learned moves and manufactured expressions. His chest heaved, once, twice. A sound escaped him, raw and foreign before he could stop it. His legs weakened, one hand bracing against the shower wall as his body tried to collapse under the weight of what he'd done. 8 years of trust and partnership crashed through him at once, every shared scheme and silent understanding converging in this sterile cubicle until he couldn't breathe past it. No. It can't be. Kai forced his spine straight, forced air back into his lungs. The technique came automatically. The same one he'd mastered on Ula. Float above it. Watch from a distance. Let the body feel what it needs to feel while you exist somewhere else. The trembling in his hands stilled. The pressure in his chest became just pressure. Observable, manageable, irrelevant. He watched himself breathe. Watched the water continue its path down his skin. Watched Kai grieve from somewhere far enough away that it couldn't touch him. She was alive. She had to be. He repeated it like a mantra. Each word another brick in the wall between what he felt and what he could afford to acknowledge. The alternative that the one person who truly understood him was gone, erased from the universe after casting him aside, was too vast a pit to stare into. She was too smart, too resourceful. The shuttle had made it. She was on it, surviving as she always did, and he would find her. The thought solidified from the chaos, a single point of purpose. He would find her, and he would get answers. Oriona could never know. The artificial consciousness had already demonstrated her ruthlessness toward threats. He couldn't risk exposing Iowa, couldn't even risk running a search for the shuttle until he knew it was safe. The secret of their connection and his sabotage was another weight he would carry alone. The water began to cool, a subtle reminder that even this moment had limits. Reality pushed forward, cold and indifferent to sentiment. Just like Iowa had taught him, just like he'd taught her, the water shut off with a soft click. Kai grabbed a towel, steam following him as he stepped back into the communal space. Through the mirror's fog, a ghost stared back. A skinny kid drowning in an oversized jacket from Liumar's shop, desperate to look older, tougher, like he belonged in Edgepoint's shadows. One swipe cleared the condensation away, revealing the man he'd become since. The gentle features of childhood were long gone, carved into a face built for surviving, not for drawing attention. Dark circles ringed his eyes, and cheekbones cut sharp angles beneath his skin. He could hear Dr. Jengu's careful clinical tone wrapped around genuine concern. Chronic malnutrition, significant weight loss, signs of prolonged stress. Still, his face had shed the raw desperation from his early days on Edgepoint. He'd claimed his territory there, mastered its maze of marks and opportunities, allowing the station's unwritten rules to become second nature. Oriana had given him a fresh start. Maybe it was time to learn what that meant. He stepped away from the mirror, leaving the ghost of Edgepoint to stare back from the glass. He was still that desperate kid in an oversized jacket, just with better camouflage. The galley waited ahead as voices drifted down the corridor. Kellen's laugh. Someone else responding. On Edgepoint, that sound meant a con in progress. Marks relaxing their guard. Here, it just meant people being people. He didn't know why he looked back. The bathroom doorway was dark behind him, the mirror's fog already building again at the edges. And there, half dissolved in the returning condensation, the ghost waited, still watching, still braced for a galaxy that hit first and explained itself later. The skinny kid in the too large jacket had always known when to walk away. This time, he took a breath and moved toward the voices.